favorite part of the day. All right, we get, it'd be good to get back into our home field, get in front of our fans. You know, it's been about a month since we've been there, so we're excited about the opportunity we have. Detroit's a very good football team coming off a playoff run, and they've got a lot of weapons on really on both sides of the ball. Very, very good defensively, good on special teams, and very explosive offensively. So, but our guys have worked real hard this week to get ready in a short week, and we'll go out there and give our best. Questions?
Mike, does Abdullah remind you of like a young Reggie Bush?
Yeah, a little bit. Wears the same number, you know, kind of the same, you know, the acceleration in and out of the hole, yes.
Your team, maybe, I mean, he did a lot of things in that game. Just where is he most dangerous?
When he's got the ball in his hand. well, I think he's a good back. He's explosive to the hole, excellent as a cutback, good in the screen game, good out of the backfield, you know, those kind of things.
Very decisive,
too. Yeah.
Well, he goes.
He does. When he decides, he makes a decision quick, yes.
How different is their front now without Sue and Fairley? Are they running most of the same stuff? Or is
Yes, it's basically the same, yeah. Predominantly four-man front, you know, same thing. Guys getting off the ball, wide nines, aggressive linebackers, secondary covers tight, same thing.
You're looking for the O-line communication to improve. Do you want Teddy to take more of a front on that, or is that more on the center, or how does that work?
What, Teddy has the right to override them at any time. And he's in charge of the protections, making sure it gets all done right. But you know, Berger's a Michigan Tech guy, so he's pretty smart.
I think Teddy was used to John being there and being on top of all that stuff. Maybe that's why he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. We're not going to make excuses.
Mike, when you have a game like you did last week, can you look at anything schematically and say, oh, we shouldn't have done that or we should do this? Or is it just kind of it was a washout and I don't really know what to think?
After every game, we look at it that way and say, you know, we could have done things a lot better. There's never been a game that I've coached that I've said, you know, I could have called a better play here, or I could have lined them up better there. So that's every week. And same thing offensively. I mean, you know, there's always, you always second guess yourself in every situation. Win or lose.
What do you see as the differences between Sue and Nada and what they do inside that line?
Well, Nada, you know, is a big athletic guy, very similar to Sue. You know, I would hate to say that one's more powerful than the other, because they both are, and they're both very, very good athletes. So, you know, and I remember Nada from his younger days. So, but he's a good player.
Mike, what have you seen in Blair this week, and has he come back pretty strongly?
Yeah, he went down to TCF this week and kicked and felt good. So, you know, I saw him. I talked to him on, what was it? Wednesday, I guess. Talked to him a little bit. I talked to most of the players. Some of them I don't talk to. But.
Any names?
Yeah. Is that a bad or a good thing?
Usually when I'm mad, I don't talk to them. When I'm mad at them. Unless I have to talk to them.
What do you want to see out of the safety position next to Harrison this week?
Just being consistent, doing their job. You know, that's really no different than any position. You know, that's the most important thing is that guys understand their role in the defense, understand where they're supposed to be, understand where they're, you know, we all have weaknesses and we all have strengths, and understand those things too.
Has that been one of the most frustrating positions for you to figure out, team-wide?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, over the course of my career, I've had some great safeties, but you know, you want to pair guys with other guys that can help a lot of guys in different ways. You know, just because a guy's a great athlete doesn't mean he's the best fit for that particular group that's back there. Sometimes it's the communication. Sometimes it's that you're going to use him, dropping him in the box more. Sometimes he's more of a cover guy. You know, it's just trying to pair that whole group, the whole back end, together, really.
Is it very often that you get done with the game and you say our scheme was way off, or is it almost always that we had a decent scheme and we didn't execute?
Well, I'd say this, Mike. The scheme that we've been running on offense and defense, Norv's been running it for 30 years, and I've been running it for 15, so it's I think it's time-tested, you know, but we're always looking to improve however we have to do it. Usually, you know, I tell people all the time, offensively or defensively or whatever it is, you could, you know, you can line up in a 3-4, you can line up in a 4-3, it's how you play. And where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do. You know, scheme is a nice thing, but it all comes down to execution. If you don't execute on, you know, or they're not, you know, I don't know. You know, I just think that what Norv's done over the course of his time, and I'm not saying me, but, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are running our scheme that are pretty good.
Being back in front of your home fans, is there anything that they do that you especially like or dislike or wish they would do differently than not do?
No, I love our fans. I wish they would be as loud as they possibly can be when Detroit has the ball. You know, get there early, get there tailgating, and show some of that Vikings pride. Make sure not everybody's jumped off that ship yet.
Mike, who in your career has executed the 24-hour move-on rule the best?
Well, probably when I was with the Cowboys, that's when it started. You know, that's, you know, you get 24 hours, and then it's said and done. You move on. You know, when I was with Parcells, you know, he had you thinking about the next week pretty quickly. So,
I mean, everyone wants to do that. Was Parcells particularly good at it? I mean,
he was good at it. He was good at a lot of things. He called me this week, as a matter of fact, and we talked for a little bit. So, but he's always got some really good sayings and quotations for me. Oh, yeah. He makes sure.
Is that easier for coaches or players to move on?
Players. There's no doubt about that.
Time for two more.
Does a short week kind of necessitate that you do that a little quicker than you normally would?
Yes. I mean, I didn't have as long a time to be grouchy as I wanted to. So, but our players did a good job moving on this week. I think they understood the message that we're trying to portray to them, and I think that you know, because of the urgency of division game, back at home, short week, you know, I think all those things added to that.
You see Matt Khalil carry over that success he had in the preseason. Have you been encouraged by what you've seen so far?
I have been. I've been very pleased with the things that Matt's done, the way he's working, the extra time that he's spending. You know, he still has to continue to improve, and that's as we all do. But I think that I think he had a good preseason, and I'm hopeful and confident that he will the rest of the way.
Do you find it hard to be mad at guys that you like? I'm assuming you like your players. Then
yeah, I like them, but sometimes I get mad at them. I don't have a hard time getting mad at them, but I don't let it linger when I do, usually. Usually. It's the key word. All right. Good? All right, thank you.